Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just joyfully come before you this morning. We ask that Holy Spirit just be real to us, and really I pray that my brother and sister are really open to your teaching and also your inspiration this morning. And we are sitting here in expectation, in anticipation of you doing wonderful things in our life this morning. Thank you, Father God. We pray all this in Jesus' name. So, you probably noticed my voice, and I've been coughing and sneezing for the last couple of weeks because of the change of weather. And, I've been sneezing a lot, and I remember, you know, sometimes I take a taxi, and automatic when I sneeze in the public, even, you know, the taxi driver is Chinese, I was automatically almost like a reflex action saying, excuse me. And when I hear someone sneezing, and they say, excuse me, again, I almost like a reflex action, like people say, how are you? Automatically, you will say, I'm fine, thank you. And when you hear someone sneeze, you will hear excuse me, almost like a reflective action, I'll say, bless you, or God bless you. And it caught me thinking a little bit, you know, a lot of time we say these sort of things, and it's kind of embedded in our culture, things that we say. And caught me thinking, it's like, you know, things that we say, do we really mean it? And I was like, you know, wondering, you know, what's this culture of, you know, when people sneeze and we say, God bless you. And I was looking in the internet, and I find that, you know, back in the really, really ancient day, the reasoning for this traditional response is that, you know, they felt that, you know, when someone sneezes, the soul will be released. And so by saying God bless you, because the person is so much, when the soul is being sneezed out from themselves, they felt that, you know, the evil one would come in. And so by saying God bless you is a kind of protection. And in the Renaissance time, that they felt that, you know, the heart actually would stop. They thought that heart would stop for a little moment when you sneeze. So basically, they felt that, you know, by saying God bless you, that will keep your heart from failing. So of course, like, you know, to this day and age, we know that it doesn't work that way. But again, but it all come with the convictions when we say God bless you. It's a conviction that there is a divine intervention, that God indeed come and extend that protection and blessing over you. So this morning, I like to, you know, go through the subject of blessing this morning. I will quickly do a very brief survey from the Bible and look at, you know, different scenario that in the Old Testament, and also very quickly, because of the time, that I'll go through quickly of a survey on Old Testament and New Testament, how blessing was being ministered in the Bible. Why are we doing survey? Sometimes it's kind of boring, because, you know, we go through different verses and how it gets ministered. But by doing a Bible survey, it actually helps us to have the ideas, the extent that people can go. Sometimes it's the idea how far we can go. Because sometimes we, as we continue to, you know, learn about God and all this, we need to think out of box. And so looking at the different example in the Bible help us to better equip in many sense. So the word in the Old Testament, blessing, is the word barak. And the word literally means to kneel down or bend down or, you know, break down into small pieces. It talks about that position of that posturing, that of adoration and praising God. And the first verses that actually have the word blessing in it is the Genesis chapter 1, 22. And that is, if you remember, in Genesis, is when God created the world. And this first blessing come by when after God created animal, and he uttered, be fruitful and multiply. And he said, in the Bible it says, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. And then, obviously, we can draw from that is, you know, the blessing itself can be a temporal thing. But also, in some occasion in the Bible, it can be a spiritual blessing, which we can go into later. And the second blessing, as we continue, that we see that the blessing a lot of time associated that with someone that you bless with, a creature, a things that created by God. And we can draw from that is like that God, the creator, blessing the creature that he created, and the source of that blessing, that divine source, actually is from God. And a lot of time when we look at the Old Testament, the blessing always reflect who God is. And but as we continue to look through the Bible, we notice that it's not just God blessing us. There's an incident that where man actually in turn blessing God. And what does it mean in the Bible when you think about it, like who have the ability really to bless? Do we really have the ability? Where is our source of, you know, of blessing? And really, it has to be from God. And how can we actually blessing God? So obviously, blessing here means something else. And there's a different scriptures that we go through and we look at, you know, how God actually blessing God. One very often is it's involved our saying we are worshiping God, praising God. One of the example is when, you know, Abraham sending the servant to get a wife for Isaac, and the servant was bowing down in Genesis 24:48. He say that I bow my head and worship the Lord, and bless the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, and that the word itself here imply that when we bless God, it means that we worship God and we praise God. And this is one of the things that when we say we bless God is with that idea of worshiping. Another idea to bless God, it will mean that it's come with thanksgiving. We thank you, God, for the things that he created. To thank you, God, for the divine blessing that he gave us. It's like an extension. And one of the example is in Deuteronomy. I know we're going through a lot of verses, so I will read it out for you. Deuteronomy 8:10, and you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. In that sense, is that when we bless God, we also expressing the gratitude, the thanksgiving. And by another meaning for when we bless God, is that to bless him is to acknowledge who he is, to acknowledge his provisions, to praise him. And in Psalm 96:8, ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name, bring an offering and come into his God. And there's also that, you know, when we praise God, and always is this consciousness that God is in operations. When we see things that happening around our realm and in our everyday life, we see the hand of God. And by praising God and blessing him in response, it's a response to the things that he created, the very thing that who he is. And in the book of Psalms, there's many places where we actually bless God with. And really, it's to bless God, it means that we to displace who God is and what God has done for us. So when I was, like, you know, preparing this message, I went through, you know, some research and all this. I noticed, you know, yes, that in the Jewish custom, when people look at the, you know, things happen, for example, that earthquake or thunderstorm, or, you know, they see the mountain. Okay, when the Jewish people, when they see the mountains, hills, and see the river and this and the desert, they would say, "Blessed be him who create." And if one see, you know, that there's ocean, he will the teaching they would teach the Jews is that you always say, "Blessed be he who made the great sea." Basically, it's building in this culture actually to acknowledge who God is. He is the creator, and we become so much aware, so much conscious of who God is. So. And then, okay, so we cover, you know, that God bless us, and we can respond blessing him in the Bible. There's other way that we saw in the Bible about blessing is about man blessing another person or a person blessing an object. So then we also go back to the source. Obviously, the source is from God. So how can a man, you know, bless another person? Where's the authority coming from? The authority obviously coming from God. And the operation when we bless someone is almost like a prophetic pronouncement, because we need to position ourselves to connect with God, because we cannot just bless anything that we felt like to. Because otherwise, it's almost like a manipulation. Because I want to bless this chair, God, you better come and bless this. It doesn't work that way. We always position ourselves that He is the Creator, He is our Lord, and the sovereignty, the absolute powers, is coming from Him. So we need to, when we bless people, it almost is like a prayer, a petition to God. But at the same time, it's that prophetic announcement, prophetic proclamation that we draw from God, and God wants us to bless, and in turn, and for it to operate. The reason I'm saying, like, you know, going through this, and I also quickly, you know, these are the way, things that you actually see in the Old Testament, the different way it, how blessing operate. And if I can spend a little bit time, just really short time because of the time, in the New Testament, a lot of time when blessing happen, always is in the third category that I spoke of, is when a person blessing another person. And if we go through quickly with the different scriptures, one key element in the New Testament is about, is always centered on Jesus. One of the verses that that you can see in the book of, you know, in the book of Acts, is God having raised His servant, sending him to you first to bless you, in turning every one of you from your wickedness. It's here talking about God blesses us with the redemption of Christ. And if you go through the book of, you know, the other epistle for Paul, they talk about, you know, that God, we bless the cup of during a communion time. A lot of time, like in the Old Testament, it related to that life-giving purposes. When God created the world, He breathed life into the animal, breathed life into plant, breathed life into us. In that, it's life extensions. And and in the Old Testament, it talks about the sacrifice of God and how He blesses us through. And as a disciple, we have the ability to actually bless other people as well. We're giving that ability in the book of Luke, you talk about when we go to different places, houses to evangelize. In that sense, we can go in and say, peace be with you. But when you are not being welcome in that place, you actually can withdraw. And in a sense that it is that authority, it is that blessing that's coming from God for us to extend that. And before I mentioned about, you know, there is possibility a trap, you know, sometime that if we exercise without our connecting with God, then it become manipulations. One of the, you know, most obvious example is also quite controversial as well. Talking about blessing, is the same-sex marriage. People, you know, there have been papers writing about, you know, same-sex can get married and still get blessing from God, and so they join bits and pieces. And that is an example for us that things could go extreme, and it may not necessarily to be in accordance with God's will. So before I go into, you know, try to draw some application how, you know, blessing work in the Bible and how we can actually apply in our life, I want to set down some checkpoints for us before, you know, we go forth. And I identify three checkpoints. One thing is that we need to check whether when we bless, is God really involved in it? And are we doing it in accordance with God's characters? Are we, for example, is it in accordance with God's love? Or is it our own motive? And whether it's in accordance with God's will, and that's one. And the other is whether it is having that quality of life-giving. In the Genesis, say, be fruitful and multiply. In various places, talking about the community in the New Testament. We're blessing the cup of the communion we have, or the fellowship that we have. It's talking about these life-giving purposes that is involved in when we bless people. And the third one is that, is it in accordance with, you know, the common Christian understanding of what God is commanding us to do? So obviously, that's as we go through the Bible, we can see that we are the follower of Christ, the disciple of Christ. We are given that authority to bless other people, and we indeed, it's a very good way to do when you minister to someone. It's a very powerful tool. I mentioned last week our church are going through this book, I Give You Authority. And one thing that, you know, Dr. Charles Craft shared with us in his experience is that when he do ministry, whether it's inner healing or when he's doing others ministry, like praying for people, he find that when we start off with the word of blessing before the ministry, it will help him and so much more effective. And so this week our house church actually put into practice. So we divided our group into four different groups and a group of four people in one group. And we will sit together. It's almost like a prophetic exercise. We sit together for a really short period of time, and we ask God, you know, we want to bless this brother and sister in front of us. We're not asking too many questions, but I just want to know, God, teach me how to bless that person. So each of us will go around to bless each person in turn, like that way. And it happened in my house, it's really small. And so you can imagine a lot of noise going on, but God showed up on Tuesday. And during the course of it, I was praying for one of the sister in my group, and I saw the picture of little Dolph. And usually when I, you know, see picture like that, I would just describe it and just like try to explain, you know, and also ask God, you know, what's the meaning of that. And obviously, not obviously, but when I see the little Dolph, I was reminded about that incident God was giving. When he was first baptized by John the Baptist, that the heaven opened and the voice coming down and say, "You are my beloved son, and I'm well pleased with you." And in one way, they go to the identity, and I pray for the girls, you know, for she being the princess of God, being so precious in God's eye, and really, and also praying for the expansion of the work of the Holy Spirit in her life. And then after it, I felt like, you know, oh, I need to pray for her to have more of the Holy Spirit, and also pray for her to have the gift of the tongues. And usually, you know, from my experience, I don't really pray for people. I do when we have conferences and we call to pray for people to have tongues, but it's not something that I automatically do, because I do, in many ways, I do not have the faith, because my heart is like, for someone to have that gift, it has to be coming from God. And I'm not sure, like, you know, God is giving her at this particular point of time. So I don't really have faith, you know, if I exercise that. And so in our little meeting, in that such a short period of time, I felt, no, I need to pray for her. And so I asked her, do you have the gift of tongues? And she said, no. Can we pray for you? And we pray for her. And I would say that, you know, less than 5 minutes, she got it. In an environment where people are chit-chatting and doing things, it's in the most unlikely environment that God show up and give her that gift. And it is kind of, for me, is a very new experience, because my experience told me that in the past when people receive tongues, it's always in a conference where the presence of God is so prevalent that the coming, the, you know, the presence is so real and so huge that automatically the person are being saturated with the presence of God and the gift was being given. And after this incident, I would say, everyone's kind of really surprised, like, such a short time, and it happened. And then I trace back, yeah, we start off with the word of blessing first. And it kind of, you know, testify in a way that Dr. Carl Croft experiences when we start off ministering to people, with the word of word of blessing, actively blessing the person, actually it make it easier for us to minister to people. So what are the things that, you know, we can bless people with? Obviously, if we go through the Bible, we cannot go wrong, right? And we look at the different ways that people can bless. the quite often the one that being used is peace be with you. We pray for peace for people in their heart, and also we bless them with mercy, grace, patience, joy, like all the nine fruit of spirit we can bless them with. Also, a lot of time, especially when we minister to people who are broken and or with various issues, we pray for the deeper. We bless them with the blessing of a deeper level of connection with God, more intimate relationship with God, but the down infilling of the love of God in their heart. I want to say that there's a difference between our making a prayer, I pray God you fill him up, or by taking the authority, I download from God and I take the authority and blessing. To me, my experience recently is a different. It seems that there is additional additional power over even authority taking over when we say, I bless you with the peace. So when we felt in the presence that I need to pray for her for peace, instead of saying, I pray that peace coming in, turn it around and do it, I bless you with peace. And I felt that with that extra authority, it seems that the power of minister seems to be more, you know, strengthened in that way. And the other thing that Pastor Charles Graff also mentioned in his book is that we can pray that bless the person with whatever that's opposite or the difficulty that they are facing with. For example, that person have anger issues. Then we can bless them with peace, with gentleness, or bless you with the love of God. So you see all these things that we might face during our everyday life. I have a difficult, I have a fight with, my colleague really irritate me with, you know, certain things. You can even bless yourself too. And also, you know, you see things that happen in your office. For example, your colleagues always, worry a lot. So we pray and we bless them to be released from the fear, from the worry that he has. And so basically, we observe a problem or observe something that is negative, and we take that position. Of course, we are not, again, I want to go back, is we don't want to abuse it, but at the same time, we have to be aware that we do have the authority to minister, and we do have that privilege given by God to work together with God to minister to other people. So in such a way that we can turn the cursing into blessing. A lot of people will tell, when you talk to them, they are Christians, they will tell you that, I know God loves me, but others don't love me. And in that sense, we take that, turn it into that thinking of cursing, turn that into a blessing mindset. And so maybe Pastor Nate can come in, and I just want to spend a bit of time for us to reflect about blessings. Yvain, forgot. Yeah. That God have given us a lot of things and a lot of time that we are really not tapping into it. And so I just ask that, you know, God, this moment I always want to look outward and also look inward. Outward is ask God to show you a person that you want to bless today or over this next week. But at this, just a name, God, to give my brothers and sisters who they are, that you really want them to be enjoying that fullness of your presence, fullness of God in their life. And we thank you that you give us this ability to bless. And teach us how to bless them. And before we meditate with the song, I would like to use this, I found this on the internet, which is very good. It's a four-fold Benedictine blessings. I want to read them out for you and also use that to bless you. May God bless you with a restless discomfort about easy answer, half truth, and superficial relationship, so that you may seek truth boldly and love deep within your heart. May God bless you with holy anger at injustice, oppressions, and exploitations of people, so that you may tirelessly work for justice, freedom, and peace among all people. May God bless you with the gift of tears to shed with those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and the loss of all that they cherish, so that you may reach out your hands to comfort them and transform their pain into joy. May God bless you with enough fullness to believe that you really can make a difference in this world, so that you are able, with God's grace, to do what others cannot claim that they cannot be done. And the blessing of God, the Supreme Majesty and our Creator, Jesus Christ, and the incarnated Word, who is our brother and Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our advocate and guide, be with you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen.
I need you more.
God, we want to bless you because you are the light-giving creators. You are the source of all. You are the one who turned cursing into blessings. And we bless you for who you are, for the world that you created, the universe that you created, for the things that you have given us. We bless you. Lord, we also bless my brothers and sisters here. I ask that, Lord, that bless them with the power to bless other people. We indeed need you more because we need to draw from you. Without you, we can do nothing. And we need more of you so that we can turn all the evils, turn them away and bring your peace with them because you give us this ability to bless other people. So bless my brother and sister with that ability, with that authority to minister to other people. So this morning, let's turn to our prayer focus for today for Japan, Nagoya, where Kenny is, Thailand, Rachel, she's still recovering from her accident where her toe been suffer, and also let's pray for NK, a country that, you know, really enclosed and church Christianity is not happening over there. We bless those countries. With the downpouring of God's love into those land. Bless people with the openness and the receptiveness to know Christ. And also bless the missionary that's working there. So let's spend some time to pray for SB ministry, for the young one, the Noah's Ark, all the teachers, Pastor Carol, who are heading the Noah's Ark ministry, and also Pastor Nate for the SB youth. They have Sunday Bible study, and really pray for this young one that in our church. So tonight, the house church gathering tonight is Bonham, Kennedy, and PPHB. Let's also pray for them for a wonderful fellowship time and God bless them with them. Thank you. And finally, let's not forget, you know, for those in our church who are suffering. We've been repeating that almost every day in EMP for those parents or relatives who are very sick with terminal cancer. Let's lift them into prayer. And also for those who are seeking job, Katerina, Genevieve, Pearl, and also John, many other people that stand up last week when Pastor Rob blessed them with a new opening for their work. So we may not know all the name, but God know, and they stand up. And let's take that authority to bless over for our brother and sister in SP. Thank you, God, for being with us this morning. Lord, that I ask that teach us, every opportunity that you place before in our path. I pray for our openness and our receptiveness. When you speak, we listen, and we are able to listen too. And so we ask that God come in and open our ears and our heart to your small still voice as we go about our business every day with the people that we interact. Lord, show us how we can be a blessing to them. Before we go, I once again just want to repeat with this blessing as a closing prayer and also like a benediction almost. Brother and sister, again, I want to bless you with that restless discomfort about easy answer, half truth, and superficial relationship, so that you may seek truth boldly and love deep within your heart. I bless you with the holy anger at the injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace, and among all people with such a passion from God and with the compassion from God. I also bless you with the gift of tears to share with those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and the loss of all they cherish, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and transform their pain into joy. I bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can do it with God, because with God, you can do all things through Him. And that you can make a difference in this world, so that you are able, with God's grace, to do whatever other claims that is cannot be done. And this blessing of God is from God, the Supreme Majesty and our Creator. It's from Jesus, the incarnated Word, who is our brother and Savior. And it's from the Holy Spirit, our advocate and guide. And I pray that, and I bless that, God be with you and remain with you the day and forevermore. Amen.